number three. Got a message entitled, Going Forward Financially. Going Forward Financially. I'm going to preach a message tonight dealing with how we're going to address the financial issues and these financial aspects. This is not a tithing message, although we need to stay faithful in our tithing. But we're going to look at some practical aspects of what the Word of God says about our specific finances. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 13. Here, Paul, again to the church of Philippi, he said, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He says in verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But I want you to notice in verse 13, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So again, we're going to preach a message going forward financially. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for the truths of the Word of God. Help us to apply them in our lives. Help us to look at your finances according to your word and how to live according to your plan. We'll praise you. We'll thank you. We ask these things in your name and pray. Amen. You can go ahead and be seated. The phrase here in verse number 13, reaching forth, it literally carries the thought of someone stretching forward to achieve a goal that we've set for the future. Now listen, we've set some goals this year, and we're looking to reach forth, and we're looking to achieve those goals. Again, I don't want to overwhelm anybody. We've got a plan for this specific year. Again, I shared with you, I got a 5-year plan, I've got a 10-year plan, I've got a 15-year plan. It involves a lot of different things and a lot of different moving parts. It also involves new staff members, and it involves an expanding as far as our a driveway is concerned and our parking lot, but that's all down the road, okay? We've got visions for the future and what God's going to do here at this place. And with that in mind, we're going to look forward to what God has here. We've set some goals. Now, according to the Word of God, we've got to reach forth unto those things which are now set before us. We got to stretch ourselves forward. We must have a plan and be determined to strive to fulfill that plan. So we plan the work. Now we've got to work the plan. We've laid a budget out for the church year. Excuse me. Sorry about that. We've laid a budget out. Now we've got to follow that budget to the T, and we've got to fulfill what God has planned for us. Go back to Proverbs with me, if you would. Chapter 14. We're going to spend some time over in Proverbs tonight. The Word of God has a lot to say about our finances, very specifically. Proverbs chapter number 14. Look at verse number 15. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 15. Here the Bible says, the simple believeth every word. That would be somebody who's gullible. They believe everything you tell them. Hey, look, gullible's written on the ceiling. And what do? They look up and they say, oh, where's that? Okay, the simple believeth every word. But notice what the Bible says, but the prudent man looketh well to his goings. If we're going to be prudent, or we're going to show some prudence, that's some forethought, some wisdom, some understanding, some planning ahead. The prudent man always looks forward to the future. The prudent man is always a few steps ahead of everybody else. It's like a chess player or a master chess champion. Someone who's always several steps ahead of the next person. So a prudent man is always a few steps ahead. They see a little bit further down the road. They're planning for what's coming up, and we've got to be planned and prepared. The Bible says the prudent man looketh well to his going. So we're going to look a little bit further down the road, and then we're going to make sure the direction that we're headed is exactly where the mark is at, and it is exactly where we're planning on going. Go over to Proverbs chapter number 21. Proverbs chapter number 21. There are four things we've got to do if we are going to go forward financially as a church. First and foremost, we need to focus on our financial goals. We need to focus on our financial goals. Now, again, I told you I have a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 15-year plan. Involved in all that would be one day down the road us being debt-free as a church. Now, again, that's in the 10-year plan because we're not looking to get past that loan until 2035. That's going to be in the 10-year plan down the road. But we're going to try to focus our abilities and focus our unction on the financial goals that we have set before us. Our new goals, our goals that we currently have, is the upgrade. We're to update, we're to upgrade, and we're to beautify the house of God. We're going to do everything that we can to try to steward well that which God has given us, that which God has entrusted us with. So, Proverbs chapter 21, verse number 20. The Bible says there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. The Bible says that there's treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. Oil in the dwelling of the wise literally means there is a safety net or there is a savings account. There is something set aside. But the Bible says then, but a foolish man spendeth it up. Give you a little bit of an idea of what we're looking at as far as how things have planned out and how God has blessed. We've seen God do great things just over the last 6 months here at the church. And we've seen God do great things as far as getting things done, getting things paid for, getting things taken care of. We were able to pay off our Staples bill back in September. It was a lingering bill that had been building. And we were able to partner with Tithely and we set up our online giving platform, and we talked about it back at Vision Sunday. We've set it up through our building fund account, and we're looking to have that be our de facto savings account. So anything that would come in through our online giving platform, it would build up in our building fund, and then as that builds up, then we're able to pay bills off in bulk as they came up, or we're able to take care of different things as they came up. Listen, we have four units here behind the church that have been here for 18 years. It's just a matter of time before those things go out. And guess what? It's going to take money to be able to fix those. And we've got to be able to plan and prepare for that. The Bible says that a foolish man, in verse 20, spendeth it up. Listen, we as a church cannot survive just on a week-to-week basis. Operating on a week-to-week basis or an offering-to-offering basis, we cannot survive. Currently, we're starting to get a little bit ahead on our bills. That's a good thing. That's what we want to see take place. We want to try to stay ahead as far as things come up. This coming up Saturday, Brother Anthony and I, we try to get it together at the beginning of the month during the holidays. It was difficult to do because of different things, and but we're trying to get together. He's our missions director, and I want him involved in the paying of the missionaries. And we're going to get together. We're going to get the missionaries taken care of. We're going to get them paid out of our fund as far as paying them for the month and getting that lined out and ready to go. But listen, we as a church cannot survive by living week to week, by living paycheck to paycheck. It's not wise and it's not sustainable. The Bible says here, there's treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. If we are going to be wise, it means we have to have some money that's set aside for those rainy days, that's set aside for those trials, for the testing that may come up in our lives. And we got to be serious about building our accounts so that we can take care of what's needed. And especially be able to cash flow these different upgrades. The Bible says a foolish man spendeth it up. So when the accounts have a little bit of wiggle room, that is a good thing because then we have money there to be able to rely on different things that may come up. A flat tire, a blowout on the van. Anything could come up. Anything could happen at any given time. Any of you that operate your house, you know that's to be true. Anything can happen at any given time. And we got to make sure that we are prepared and we are ready for that. I'll give you an illustration here. I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the mountain of prayer there at Mount Carmel. You remember Elijah, he had got them together and they, on three different occasions, they filled four barrels of water together. They were in a drought, but somebody, somewhere, had 12 barrels worth of water sitting around. Somebody had savings somewhere in a city, in a town, in a community where there was a drought and there was nothing available as far as water was concerned. Somebody had savings set aside for that very time and for that very moment. Now, in our lives, we as a church, we have got to make sure that we have got some savings set aside so that we can be able to meet these different financial goals. We're not going to be able to pay for replacing our roof if we just operate week to week. It's going to have to build up some accounts so we'll be able to take care of that as needed. Now, secondly, go to Proverbs chapter number 6. Not only do we need to focus on our financial goals as we move forward, secondly, we need to faithfully prepare for the future. Faithfully prepare for the future. So if we're going to go forward financially, we've got to focus on the goals that we've currently set, but we've got to faithfully prepare for what's around the corner and what's about to come. Go to Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 6. It says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest." I don't know if you know much about ants, but during the wintertime, you don't see them running all over the place gathering food. Right? They can't do that. It's not sustainable for them. So what do? They plan ahead and they prepare in the summertime and in the harvest time, and they set that aside for their colony of tens of thousands of annoying ants. Okay? They set aside what they need for a 3 to 6 month period to be able to sustain them during the winter times when they can't go and harvest food. So if an ant is showing wisdom in preparing for the future in that area, then we as a church ought to show that same wisdom to be able to prepare for those 3 to 6 months, just like the ant did. Amen. Now, that means we need to set some things aside. They don't waste every week. They don't waste every moment. They plan. They prepare ahead of time. They built a savings set aside. And what did they do? They were able to take care of the need as the need arose. And in our lives as a church, if we are going to show prudence, if we are going to show wisdom moving forward financially, then we've got to be able to take some of that extra that comes in and be able to set it aside as needed to be able to take care of the different things that come up as they come up. And look, I mentioned to you before, we are looking to do that through our online giving platform. God's been able to bless in different areas, and we've been able to take care of the different funds through what's coming in through the offering plate. And then as things come in through the Tithely, the online giving platform, we're able to pay, like I said, bills in mass or bills in bulk. We're able to pay some things off and get different things taken care of as they arise. But that's only sustainable as we continue giving. Go to Luke chapter 14. We'll come back to Proverbs here in just a moment. Luke chapter 14. Here the Bible tells us, Jesus Christ tells us very specifically some things about finances. Now listen, we're not going to cover all the verses about finances tonight. I promise you that. There's a ton of them in the Bible. We're just going to cover some things that are needful for us right now. Luke chapter 14, verse number 28. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it, lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. So here, this man, Jesus Christ is saying, if you're going to build something, if you're going to prepare for something, you're going to sit down and you're going to count the costs for that. You're going to make sure that you have the right funds for that. Whenever we got ready to do the remodels over here, we set aside and I calculated the different things that we would need to be able to take care of those things. And we try to set aside and be able to do that and be able to go and buy what was necessary. We've got enough flooring left over from the purchase that we had for those offices to be able to remodel the sound booth, which is a good thing. That's what we wanted to be able to do. Take care of as much as possible as we're able to get it done. And so later this year, we'll be remodeling the sound booth and getting that built up as well. But here, the Word of God tells us that what do? We plan ahead because we don't want to become the laughing stock of the country. We don't want to become the laughing stock of our city. Listen, the law should not come around to the church and begin to laugh at us for us not being able to supply what God has blessed with. Now, for us to start something and not finish it, what's going to happen? People are going to come by and behold it. At the end of verse number 29, they're going to begin to mock us. Now listen, we serve the God of the universe. We serve the Creator of everything. We serve the God that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and He owns all the gold underneath the hills. He owns everything. Haggai 2:8 says, "The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord." God owns everything. That means His church ought not be a laughingstock. That means His church ought to be able to take care of the different things as they come up. We've got to show the prudence. We've got to show the wisdom. We've got to show the preparation to be able to set those things aside and faithfully prepare for the future. So if we were to look at our budget, sitting at 12 grand a month, 12 and a half a month, sitting at in a quarterly at 14.4. If we were to look at our budget and we're to plan that for 3 months expenditures to be able to cover that, we're looking at, we need a savings account set aside of at least $40,000 to be able to cover different things. Because it's going to cost $10,000 a unit just to replace what we have out back. Now, that's to cover the expenses as necessary. Again, I don't want to overwhelm you. This is something we're going to work at over time. This is not something that's going to happen overnight, Rome wasn't built in a day. This is all part of the next several years as far as a plan is concerned. Begin to set aside some of a savings account to take care of the natural entropy of things. The fact is, things are going to decay. Things are going to fall apart. Things are going to need extra work done to them. That way, when we do have that savings account set aside and something happens, it simply becomes an inconvenience rather than an emergency. Right? And we're able to take care of things with what God has provided and how God has blessed. So we've got to have some things that are set aside. If we do not begin to set aside a savings, and we're going to start doing that, setting things aside, then we are setting ourselves up for failure as a church. If you go, and we don't have time to go to it, but there in the Gospels, we have the story, the parable given of the 10 virgins. 5 that had enough oil and extra, and then the 5 that took just enough for a short time. You have 5 of them that were prudent and they were wise and they planned ahead. And then you have 5 others that said, oh, it's okay, we'll just wing it. We'll just make it how we have it. And guess what? They ran out of oil before the bridegroom came. They ran out of oil before they were called away. And they had to leave and go get more oil. They didn't show prudence. They didn't show any kind of wisdom. And we've got to be able to show some prudence. We've got to be able to show some wisdom in our lives. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 15 and 16, Jesus Christ references the steward that was given 5 talents, and he went and invested those 5 talents and made 5 talents more. The Bible calls him a faithful steward. And Jesus Christ called him faithful as a servant because he planned and prepared and was able to set aside a savings for when the master came. And when the master came and tried to collect what he had given him. And so if we are going to be wise, if we're going to be good stewards of what God's given us, if we're going to go forward financially, first, we've got to focus on our financial goals. Secondly, we've got to faithfully prepare for the future. Go with me to Haggai now. In your Old Testament, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. So you're in Luke, go backwards to Matthew, and then go backwards 4 books to Haggai. Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Go to Haggai 1, chapter 1, verse number 5. If we're going to go forward financially, number 1, we've got to focus on our financial goals. We've laid that out for you. We've got to, secondly, faithfully prepare for the future. The future is coming. Okay? Things are around the corner. Bills are going to come up. Thirdly, we need to frequently reassess our budget. As things get paid off, guess what? We need to adjust our budget. We need to frequently reassess what we have. Haggai chapter 1, look at verse number 5. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Notice, ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Now, how would you feel if you go and you make this money and you put it in your pocket and you find out your pocket has holes in it and it doesn't go anywhere, but away? So you say, I already feel that way. My budget's shrunk tight. I feel you. I understand completely. Okay. Most of us, we operate on a week-to-week basis because, well, we have debt. And that's just a fact of life, unfortunately. We try to pay things off and get things taken care of, but sometimes we feel like our hole has a pocket in it. Or our hole, our pocket. We feel like our pocket has a hole in it. We go to put money in it and it disappears. It's gone. Where'd it go? But you know what? We have a budget. That way at the end of the month, we're not saying where did all the money go, but we're telling the money exactly where to go. We're telling it exactly what to do, and that's what a budget is. But sometimes we've got to frequently reassess what we have. Here, Haggai, God is telling the people of Israel, you've sown much, but you bring in little. You know what? We need to reassess whether or not what we're doing is actually working. We're sowing this, but what are we bringing in? Guess what? God's blessing, and we're seeing God work. And so we're sowing, and what happened? We're bringing in. And that's a good thing. We're seeing God do things. But verse 5 tells us to consider our ways. Now, I frequently get with Brother Anthony. Every week he gives me a report on what goes into the accounts and what we have to spend and different things that are coming up. But we talk about major purchases. I've gotten with him and I've gotten with Brother Nick on a time frame and what we're looking at doing and when we're looking at getting some of these things taken care of and when we're looking at getting them done. But that's what we need to do. We've got to frequently reassess those things and make sure that what we have planned is lining up like it's supposed to. Or if we've run into a hiccup, if something else has come up that's more of a need than something else that we already had planned. We have got to steward well the money that God has given here through the church. We don't want to waste it. Just like we want to steward well the property. And by the way, listen, we get a lot of different folks as we're out inviting folks to church, and there's a lot of other preachers in town as I talk with them and different things. They always brag on how beautiful our property looks. Now that goes to the church. That's a great testimony on our part as the church is concerned. And they have recognized that we are trying to steward well that which God has given us. We've been doing upgrades here in the church and next door, all over the place. We're trying to do all these different upgrades. What are we doing? We're trying to steward well what God has given us. Listen, that same thing applies not just to the superficial or not just to the material, but that applies to the monetary and the money as well. We've got to steward well what God has allowed to come in and be funneled through the church. And by the way, you as a people, you hold the church accountable for that. It's your offerings. It's your money. It's the church's operation. And we've got to take care of that. And that's why we presented this stuff to you and shown you this is exactly what we're spending. This is exactly where it's going. But guess what? There's more things that's coming up in the future. And we're planning ahead for that. So if we're going to go forward financially, first, we've got to focus on our financial goals. Secondly, we've got to faithfully prepare for the future. Thirdly, we've got to frequently reassess our budget and make sure things are still lining up the way that they're supposed to. And then fourthly, lastly, we need to find new members. Now, if we're going to increase our giving, one of two things is going to happen. Either we can all give more, but I've already tapped out, okay? Either we can all give more, or we can find new members, teach and train them. They get saved, they get baptized, they get plugged into the church, and guess what? They start giving faithfully by tithing, faithfully by giving to missions, and guess what? God begins to bless, and we see an increase in that area. I'll give you for instance. One day, we're going to be hiring a new staff member. I don't know when that day is, but one day it's going to happen. And guess what? It's going to take money to pay for a new staff member. So, if we have a family that comes in and they begin to faithfully tithe $100 a week. All right? $100 a week. That's $400 a month from that specific family. It's going to take five different families at $100 a week tithing to create $500 extra a week in the budget, which is $2,000 a month, to be able to pay a staff member at $500 a week. Okay? And you can spread that out. If there were families that are tithing $50 a month, well, it's going to take 10 new families tithing at $50 a month to be able to supply a brand new staff member here. And we're going to have to plan and prepare for that. We're going to look forward to those things. The only way we can see the increase is we either got to give more or we've got to find new members. Now, that doesn't mean we go and proselytize them from other churches. No, we go and we win people to Christ and we get them plugged into church and we teach them and we train them how to give according to God's plan and how to lay things out according to the Word of God and how to stay faithful in those areas. I got a preacher friend of mine and he was telling me that he was raised on a dairy farm. And he said that his daddy used to tell him all the time, he said, son, if you want more milk, you either got to get more milk out of the cows you have or we got to buy more cows. It is what it is. We got to get more people. Now, I'm not saying any of us are cows. All right. Don't take that personally. It was an illustration. But what happens if we're going to see an increase financially? Well, God's going to bless. We're going to have to see more people come in. We're going to have to see an increase as far as our giving is concerned. We're going to see some sacrifices taking place financially for us to be able to supply the different needs that are here at the church. Now, let me make this statement here. We have a budget that we've adopted, but this budget is contingent upon the church, on whether or not we stay faithful, tithing, and giving to missions. It's contingent upon every one of us. If we don't do our part, then we're not going to have the funds necessary to be able to provide, to be able to do more for the cause of Christ. Now, I'll tell you this. Based on the budget that we've laid out, the 12,400 or 12,500, as far as a monthly budget is concerned, and quarterly being $14,500, the $2,000 difference. This past year, 2024, there were only 4 months that we were under budget. 4 months. Okay? One of those months was really, really bad. We had $9,000 that came through the accounts. Now, we had some months beforehand that had some extra set aside for those specific trials. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. The prudence and the wisdom. We've got to plan ahead and prepare for those things. Now, if we continually give the way God has laid us, given to us, and how God has blessed, and we continue to find new members, and God continues to bless, and we continue to see growth, then what's going to happen? We're going to continue to see funds raised, and we're going to continue to be able to provide the necessary upgrades that are needed. And hey, guess what? We may be able to replace the roof next year rather than in 2 years. Why? All because we're trying to plan ahead and prepare for what God has for us. But that is a major thing that's on our docket. Looking forward to what God has planned. Again, I don't want to overwhelm you. I'm not going to dump the whole truck on you tonight as far as what we're looking at financially over the course of the next 15 years. But I'm not looking at going anywhere anytime soon. All right? And as long as you'll have me here, we're planning on doing some things for Jesus. And we're planning on getting some things done for the cause of Christ. And we're going to lay a plan out each and every year on how we can systematically get these upgrades done and be able to progress in our service for God and be able to steward well what God has given us. Stand with me with heads bowed and eyes closed. We have got to make sure that we get on board and we go forward financially together. Together. It's going to take everybody doing their part. Sadly, most churches, and you've heard the statistic, we've given it 1,000 times around here, 95% of the church work gets done by 5% of the people. Now, we have a rare church where we see the majority of our people getting involved and getting plugged in different areas. We help, different people help out on Sunday nights with the cleanup. We have different guys and folks that say they want to come and help with doing the different mowing and different things that need to get done. We have those that volunteer and help after Sunday school to be able to clean up in different areas. Not every church operates that way. But you take pride in your church. You take pride in what you have. And it shows as far as our church is concerned. And guess what? That's developed a sense of unity that our church has compared to other churches. Other churches don't always have that. And we thank God for our church here. I'm not getting on to any of you. I want to encourage you to keep pressing forward and keep doing what we're doing. And let's try to find more people for the cause of Christ. And let's all band together and let's do something big for God. But we've laid a plan out on how to go forward. But this budget is contingent on us. Let's faithfully give each week and let's watch what God does with our church and with our own personal finances as well. Let's pray. Father, we love you.